Question for you.
Okay.
Who would you rather have a drink with, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel? Fallon?
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Kind of agree. Jenny, who would you rather have a drink with, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, I think I'd go Jimmy Kimmel.
What? Yeah. No, you definitely have to go Fallon on that one.
Yeah.
100%.
I think Jimmy Fallon, he's a bigger drinker, so you'd probably like stay there at the bar longer.
I think
so.
He would be a little too much, though, once he starts drinking.
I would be into it.
Yeah.
I would want the scene. Mm-hmm.
Fallon, would you rather have a drink with Jason Bateman or Jason DeRusha?
Bateman, because I've met DeRusha.
Yeah.
Good guy, but I've already done that. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing. Yeah, yeah. I'd ask about that Ozark thing. Yeah. And how's Justine doing? And is Justine jealous of that you're so successful?
Who's Justine?
His sister, who was a bigger star than him back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Justine Bateman. I don't know what happened to her. Jenny, would you rather have a drink with Michelle Obama or Michelle Branch?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Branch.
Who would you pick, Dave?
Probably Michelle Obama. See, I met her before, though.
Great guess. Wow. She's a singer. Michelle Branch is a singer. Okay.
Sing her song, Dave.
I don't know it.
I love that song.
Yeah. Jenny, would you rather have a drink with Drake or Drake from Green Bay?
You better choose correctly here.
Okay, Drake, you and I have had enough drinks, and I usually have to pay for them, so I'm going to go Drake, the rapper, you know, because he'd be paying for my drinks.
Yes.
You know what, Jenny? At least I'm not leaving by 9 o'clock.
Oh, so, yeah.
I got a bedtime.
Uh-huh. I vote Champagne Poppy, too, okay?
Hey, Drake, would you rather have a drink with Ben Affleck or Ben Stiller?
Ben Affleck,
okay.
Easily.
Fallon?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake?
That's on my list, too. Let me just tell you right now. Musically, I prefer Bieber. But if I'm getting a drink, Bieber would be such a downer. You know, he'd like try to bring some serious crap into the discussion. Yep. So Timberlake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jenny, Meghan Markle or Megan Fox? Who'd you rather have a drink with?
That's a tough one. Probably Megan Fox. Yes, I'm not really into the royalty scene.
Okay.
I'd pick Markle.
I don't really like Megan Fox, though.
Dave, would you rather have a drink with Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans?
Hemsworth. I don't really care about either of them, though.
Jenny?
I'd be like, hey, I'd be looking around the bar for somebody more interesting to talk to.
All right, Dave, Kim Cattrall or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian to find out, pick her mind about business and things like that.
I know, that's what I thought, too, but I'd want the tea on Sex and the City.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'd want Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Dave Ryan or Dave from Famous Dave's?
I know who I'd pick. It wouldn't be me.
Probably Dave from Famous Dave's because we could get some ribs together. Yeah. He would cater those drinks.
Maybe.
Fallon.
Yes.
Michael Keaton or Michael Cera?
Keaton.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah. Yeah. What a career.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know the answer, but I want all three of you to answer this one. Robert De Niro or Robert Pattinson?
Pattinson.
I knew you two would say that.
Yeah. Robert De Niro. Yeah. Legendary actor. Robert Pattinson. Okay.
Oh, my God.
No.
Love it.
Talk all about Twilight.
Out loud.
Fallon, Olivia Rodrigo or Olivia Newton-John?
Rodrigo, hands down.
You could talk about Grease. I mean, come on. It's like there's so much you could talk to her about. She's a legend.
No, because
Olivia Rodrigo is like, okay.
Olivia would be cooler for status because I could like post pictures and also I'd be like, girl, what's the tea? Drench me in it. You know, what are the youth about, you know?
Dave. She'd be so bored with you. What, Drake?
Oh, for sure.
Sarah Bareilles or Sarah Paulin?
Sarah Paulin? I don't know
Sarah Paulin. This is a bad example.
Who's Sarah Paulin?
She's an actress. She's mostly popular probably from American Horror Story, probably.
That's not even who I picked.
I thought he was talking about Sarah Palin. I thought he was trying to say Sarah Palin.
Oh, are you trying to say Palin?
Isn't Palin the governor of Alaska?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sarah Palin or Sarah Bareilles?
I'm thinking Paulson, anyway.
Okay, I would do, just because it'd be interesting and a little bit batty, it would be a little bit batty. I would say Sarah Palin.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sarah Bareilles, right?
Sarah Palin. She was like, she was a vice presidential candidate years ago, wasn't she?
She was the governor of Alaska.
Yeah, I know who she is. Yeah.
Jenny.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Reynolds.
Dave.
Gosling.
Great. Reynolds, easily.
Yeah.
That's an easy choice.
I mean, they're both funny, but Reynolds seems funnier.
Google Ryan Gosling dance. Just Google it or go on YouTube and search Ryan Gosling dance. Do it. It's worth it.
Okay. Fallon, would you do Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Lopez?
Oh.
Whoa.
That's my most difficult one to date.
I know who I'd choose.
I don't know. I want to say I'd pick Aniston, I think.
Mm-hmm. Drake?
Aniston.
I think I know Dave's answer.
Yeah, Aniston. I would do Aniston, too, yeah. I just think that she's been more, I don't know, legendary, but you could argue either way.
Zac Efron or Zach Galifianakis?
Oh, Galifianakis.
Galifianakis,
Efron?
Yes.
Okay, listen. I would love to get a drink with Zac Efron just because he's hot.
Yes.
Galifianakis, he'd be so funny. It'd be so
That's what you think,
funny.
But I worry when they're funny like that, that they're actually serious when you go out with them. You know what I mean? Because they're used to being on.
Yeah, all the time.
So maybe he's like super lame in real life. I don't know.
Between Two Ferns is one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah.
Fallon, Dave Chappelle or Dave Letterman? Who do you want to have drinks with?
Ooh, I think Chappelle. He'd be a good time.
Yeah.
I'd say Letterman.
Yeah.
Because I kind of grew up watching him.
I was going to say, you love Letterman.
This one's kind of random in terms of they're very different, but Adam Brody or Adam Sandler?
Sandler.
Easily Sandler.
See, Adam Brody was one of my biggest crushes, so I'd probably go Brody.
Jenny, Eric White or Eric Church?
Oh. I am part of the church choir. I love Eric Church. That's like their fan group.
Is that what they call it?
It's like the membership that you can get like tickets ahead of time. I love Eric Church. Have to go Eric Church. I'm sorry, E. White. I love you. Wow. But I love Eric Church a little bit more.
I get it.
This one is a good one. John Mayer or John Legend? Mayer all day. He's my number
Legend.
One.
I will go.
Can I just say I'm really not interested in either?
But either one could like
John Legend's
seduce you.
An EGOT.
One could like John Legend could sing and play the piano, and John
Bust
Mayer
out a guitar.
Could do, like slowly play the guitar and soothe you.
I think John Legend seems like a nicer human that he could talk about things, and John Mayer would want to talk about himself.
John Mayer's hilarious. So he would make you laugh. That's the one good thing. I don't know.
All right.
Well, also because I want to make out with him.
I'm going to stand him up. I'm not going to come. That is it. We will be right back with Fallonies on KDWB. Next up, we're going to do the deep dive. Deep dive today on the Spice Girls song, Wannabe, which was the song of the year that year. Everybody loved that song. But we're doing a deep dive and find out some little fun facts about this song that you had no idea. Next on Fallon's Deep Dive.
At least we don't sound like that. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Cool new feature on the Dave Ryan Show. Fallon came up with this. It was called Fallon's Deep Dive. And it's basically taking a deep dive into a song that everybody loves. This week, well, I'll let Fallon explain it. Here we go with Fallon's Deep Dive on KDWB.
You know how you hear a laugh and it's so distinct to a person? This song has one of the most epic laughs to kick off the song. Today's deep dive is on Spice Girls' Wannabe.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friend.
So the Spice Girls were formed as a female alternative to boy bands, which were big at the time in the UK. So they spent years developing their act and cultivating their image. And by the time this song was released, they had already made many media appearances and were ready for the big time. This song was written by Richard Biff Stannard with his musical collaborator Matt Rowe and the assistance of all the members of the Spice Girls. They all received writer's credits. Over the course of 10 days, he and Rowe both wrote Wannabe and the group's eventual third single, To Become One. He said they pretty much spent every waking hour over 10 days working on the songs. He said, we wrote Wannabe quite quickly. They say that it was actually written in about 30 minutes, but it took ages to get it to sound right. Ginger Spice actually said they had early versions. One was an R&B version, which she described as bloody awful. There were also jungle and hip-hop versions. She said, I hated them all. And Victoria actually couldn't be in the studio, but she didn't want to miss out and help writing songs, so she kept texting her ideas in. It's often believed, actually, Victoria's vocals aren't even on the track at all because she doesn't have any of the leads, but her voice does feature on the backing vocals, and then once Jerry left, she took over all of Jerry's lines. And when it came to all of them sitting around writing the song, he said it was absolutely madness in the room. Everyone was throwing out ideas. There would be two or three things going on at once. We'd have three or four mics up, and we'd record everything, then pick the bits we like and played it back. For instance, Mel B wrote... And when Mel B wrote this rap part, it took her just 8 minutes on the toilet. Biff said he remembers waking up on the studio floor with a post-it note from his partner Matt saying, press play, we finally got it. So it was luck and a lot of hard work. When Wannabe was released, Wannabe actually wasn't originally going to be the group's debut single. Their label, Virgin Records, pushed for Love Thing instead. But the girls stood their ground and they got their way. which is good because it blew past even the loftiest of expectations, reaching number one and stayed there for 7 weeks. Then it went to number one in the U.S. and topped the charts in at least 10 other countries. Worldwide, this is the best-selling single by an all-female group. The lyrics are about the value of friendship. Now, how about certain lines like this one? How about a really, really, really wanna zig a zig? A lot of people speculated this was pretty dirty, but during a Reddit AMA, Mel B said everybody needs a zigzag ah, and it's whatever you want it to be. But the Daily Star reported something different in 2015, claiming that one of the writers anonymously told them that Mel B directed that line at an 80s pop dude who was working at the studio. Apparently, this guy went number two and smoked cigars in the common bathroom, making quite a stink, and she dubbed him the S in cigar, which was the line until they reworked it into something radio-friendly and nonsensical. And speaking of the rap part, if you listen closely, it actually breaks down each of the girls' sexual preferences. And according to a 2014 study by the University of Amsterdam, it is the catchiest song of all time, and it's official. Participants in the project identified it in just 2.29 seconds because of Mel B's unforgettable laugh at the start of the track.
I remember when that song came out, and it was just like nobody could get enough of it. It was just everywhere. And we're like, God, it's so good. Have you heard that Spice Girls song?
Yep.
Yeah, it's so good. That is really cool. I love the zig a zig ah.
Yep.
Okay, and the breakdown of the rap part is what blew my mind. Yep. It says each of their sexual preferences. So you got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it
going.
On an E. Easy B doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, ha, you'll see.
Yep.
Never knew that.
Wow. Great stuff. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to play the whole song so you can kind of soak it in. It is, I don't have to tell you this one. It's Spice Girls on KDWB. Yes! And that is the song on the Deep Dive. In case you missed it earlier, go check that out back on the podcast because it was pretty cool. A deep dive into one of the catchiest songs of all time. Hey, breaking news, and I'm getting this one from Twitter, New York Times. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to abortion after almost 50 years in a decision that will transform American life. Now, what I understand, and I hope I understand this right, is now it is up to states to control or legislate access to abortion. So that's what I know about it. I'll be real honest with you. I haven't followed it as closely as a lot of people have. Because, you know, most people in my life, they're not really, you know, of the age where they're having kids. But I know it's very important to a whole lot of people. And so I just want to let you know that just came down moments ago. So if you want to find it on Twitter, find out more about it. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to abortion after almost 50 years in a decision that will transform American life. It will... it will lead to all but total bans on the procedure in about half of the states. Do you understand it that now states have the right?
Yeah.
They're going to legislate whether you have access or not.
Right. So the Star Tribune also already posted that government walls will be ready to veto any state abortion restrictions that pass because they say that he supports abortion rights. So he will be ready to veto that.
Okay. And I'm sure, you know what, I could say we'll give you minute-to-minute coverage, but if you're interested in that story, and you probably are for some reason or another, you can find it on Twitter or you can find it on your phone or whatever. So just want to let you know in case you had not heard that yet. Isn't it funny how we get our breaking news now?
I know.
It's like breaking news comes over social media.
Yeah, I got it on Instagram.
Yeah,
I got it on Instagram like 15 minutes ago.
Just a few minutes ago,
The Star Trib was like the first post on my Instagram when I opened
it. Same. Yep, absolutely.
Let's switch gears to something completely pleasant and happy, and that is the Pride Parade coming up this weekend.
For sure.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show is going to be in the Pride Parade on Sunday. And look for us wearing every color of the rainbow t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And Jenny's going to be wearing... Jenny was fussy. Jenny made it difficult because Jenny's like, I want to wear a purple feather boa. And I'm like, Jenny, I've got you assigned to a yellow shirt. Well, I've got a purple boa that I spent $5 for at a rummage sale. Mm-hmm. Can I wear a purple shirt? Yes, Jenny. I've already got a purple tank top. Can I wear my purple tank top? And I'm like...
Yeah,
I will never plan wardrobe ever again.
Okay, all right. Now we know that we've
Fallon
cleared that
was
up.
Easy, and you would think mm-hmm. that Fallon would be the hard one to dress.
Well, Fallon had the brilliant idea of doing the rainbow colors, and I wasn't against that idea. I just felt like we all probably had shirts already that we could wear. And I had already spent money on a feather boa at a rummage sale literally the day before. So that's why I asked if I could just be purple. Had we gotten like shirts that said like KDWB on them, I would have chimed in and gotten that shirt. But I just felt like I had a purple tank top I was planning on wearing. So that's why I said I'm going to wear this.
Yeah, we already had to buy our own shirts for this parade because the station has no budget.
Yeah.
So you each owe me $3.99.
Is that really what it was?
It was $3.99. Yeah, bargain shopper over here went down to Michael's.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. $3.99. Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
How many months do you think it'll take Drake to pay me back?
Well, he's in the negative right now, so he just needs one thick weekend with his sugar daddy. He's good.
Thick weekend? Describe a thick weekend.
I will not describe that. I'll let Drake describe it.
Drake, you know, what is a thick weekend?
You know, it's just thick. I don't know. I don't know how to describe a thick weekend.
Okay. Just thick. Let's do Dave's Dirt.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Hey, go on my blog page on DaveRyanShow.com for all the activities that are going around the Twin Cities this weekend. It's festival season. It's carnival season, parade season. So, yeah, Pride is this weekend, Loring Park, like all day today, all day or tomorrow and Sunday. But there's a bunch more things that are going on. I did leave a couple off of there. Like it is cheese curd day in what city in Wisconsin?
Ellsworth.
In Ellsworth.
Like known for their cheese curds.
Yeah, they're like the capital.
Oh, I'm aware of that. I just forgot that it was that day. It's like I think Spud Day in Big Lake, and there's some other ones we missed.
Kaposia Days. South St. Paul. So, Andrew was very upset, my boyfriend, that you didn't mention that originally, so I needed to give him a shout-out.
Okay, well, there it is. Movies open up this weekend. The Elvis movie opens up this weekend, and also Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe is streaming brand new this weekend. You can laugh, but I'm going to make a point to watch it this weekend. Maybe watch it with my boy Carson, because he gets back in town tomorrow.
Perfect. So. Tonight, Billie Eilish is going to be performing at the Glastonbury Festival, which is the fest 50th year history event, and she is the youngest. She's 20 years old, as you know, if you don't. But we got our hands on her backstage rider. And this is the kind of thing that I get into, right?
Yeah,
what kind of weird stuff do these celebrities ask for? Well, theirs is pretty actually simple. They asked for bath products for her crew. She asked for drinks and snacks. And the foods are 100% vegan on her insistence. Also, she's banished single-use plastics. Only reusable or compostable products are allowed. A source said the climate and sustainability have been top of Billie's agenda. So when it comes to life on the road and her rider, it's all as clean as possible. That's all fun and nice, except if I was one of her crew members and I was only given vegan options, I'd probably be like, come on, Billie, throw me a bone literally occasionally. You know what I'm saying, girl?
Yeah, but I do like the fact that she does use recycled or recyclable sustainable plastics instead of like the one-use water bottle, which, good Lord, people don't recycle plastics, number one, and plastic is the dirty secret is plastic is almost never recycled.
Yeah.
It is to some, but we use so many plastic water bottles, and then they go right in the trash.
Absolutely. You know? Taylor Swift is worth $500 million. I mean, she even jets around the world in her private Gulfstream. But when it comes to vehicles, apparently she likes to keep it middle class. They say it's so she stays incognito, but she bought a no-frills $30,000 Nissan to drive around London. That's where her boyfriend lives. And I just thought, can you imagine you get to a stop, like, look over, and you're like, oh, my God.
Then, no, you'd be like, that girl looks just like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, I would never think it was her because she was in the Nissan.
But now you know she has a Nissan, so people be like, oh, look for Nissans, Nissans.
Thanks a lot, guys. She has new music today. It's from the soundtrack Where the Crawdads Sing, and the song is called Carolina.
Into the mist, into the clouds,
deep on that. She's
not
like Jenny.
It. I'm sorry.
She was deep. That's where I thrive, in the deeper register.
Thrive. Imagine Dragons has a new song called Sharks that Dave is a big fan of.
So let it go, let it go. That's the way that it goes. First you're in, then you're out. Everybody knows. You're hot, then you're cold. You're a light in the dark. Just you wait and you see that you're swimming with sharks.
And Lil Nas X has a new one called Late to the Party.
Don't try me.
You better say that for somebody else. Don't try me, cause can't be late to the party.
It's okay. It's all right. You know.
I'd listen to the full thing just to give it a full go. Wanted to mention this new show coming to Amazon, streaming this weekend. I know you're going to be outside, but you know, in the evening, maybe you're relaxing. It looks really good. I'm going to check it out. Called The One That Got Away. It's a female forward show, and it's a series where three women who become unlikely best friends, they do so because they realize they were all involved with the same guy at a different time in their lives.
Mm.
Okay. I love it. I don't know. I'll be checking it out. You know. And also Love and Gelato, the new movie on Netflix.
I know. You're so excited about that one.
Yeah.
I stumbled across on Netflix. I was just like looking for something. I saw the trailer for that, and I watched it, and it was so corny because the guy is so
scene.
Good. It's not. It's yeah. fine. I get it. People love stuff like that. And the guy is so gorgeous, and she's so pretty, and mm-hmm. she's so shy and smitten, and it's like, oh, are you from Boston? Yeah, where do you go to college? MIT. That's funny, because I go to college in Boston, too. Where do you go? Harvard. And it's like, God, shut up, the both of you. You know, they're both brilliant. I mean, they're both, you know, they're characters, but it's like, no. She goes to MIT, he goes to Harvard.
Well,
puke, puke, puke.
Oh my god.
I watch Cold Case Files, Fallon. Right. It's fascinating that because it comes up in like your recommended whatever.
Yeah.
Cold Case Files. It's like 45 minutes of fascination.
Are they solving these cases?
They solve
then?
Them because.
In one episode?
In one episode. It's so satisfying because it's not a series like The Stairway or The Staircase or whatever.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
I gave up on that one too.
I said no.
Nah, it didn't catch me. But this one, it's like somebody got murdered in Columbus, Ohio in 1987. And they could never find her. And they'd find these people in false leads and a fingerprint. But now with DNA, they're able to close all these cold cases.
So it's like talking to real people involved in the case.
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought it was going to be one of those shows starring like Shamar Moore, where it's like,
nope.
You know what I mean?
No, like, it's really good. It's fascinating because it's like a Dateline mystery, but it's all with DNA cold case stuff that they couldn't solve back in the day.
Yeah.
But then they find a mayonnaise jar with a thumbprint on it, and it's like, oh.
Drake would be caught so fast. He has the greasiest little fingers. His fingers are always touching things. He's licking them, sucking them.
Yeah.
If he ever gets caught, he's going to get caught so easy if he does anything illegal.
So I told him, I said, don't do anything illegal because you got greasy fingerprints.
Yeah, they're so greasy.
I have four gloves, guys.
Oh, right.
Try some gloves around.
All right,
you start
we'll
licking the fingers of the gloves.
Oh, we'll see you at the Pride Parade on Sunday. Have a glorious weekend. Happy Pride. And thanks for listening to KWB. Take us along wherever you go in the cabin or a road trip this weekend, something like that. You can check us out anywhere on iHeartRadio or on your car radio at 101.3 FM. And the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend. Weather Girl Jenny's got your forecast, and we will see you back here.